listening to the Monster Mash.
Welcome back to the Monster Moshers podcast. Monster Moshers. We're moshing. I'm your boy Candy 80.
And I'm Crystal.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
I'm Camelon Xavier, and I'm a crossbreed. I also have a reptile dysfunction.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while.
Holidays.
So, the holiday. How was everybody's holiday?
Really good. I guess. You know what? Yeah, I'm just glad it's over. And I'm always glad it's over. Like, it's fine to go see family, but the risk of COVID. And then also, they're just so fucking, like, sociably taxing.
And they're related to you. And it's just like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Stop. We could talk all year long, but we have to save one day.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
We hosted Christmas this year. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
We hosted Christmas this year at our house for the first time in a while.
We are adults now.
Well, we did it before, but...
We've done it, yeah, a couple times.
You know, I think we're going to take over the tradition.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's getting older, and, you know, she don't need to cook so much food, so...
Yeah, it's... I enjoy doing, like, the hosting aspect of it. It just... Get it over and done with. And
yeah, we were, you know, seeing all the kids run around was cool. So, you know, we'd start talking. We decided, let's get another dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you guys get for Christmas?
I got a, the only thing I really cared about was Pokemon cards. And I got some, Crystal got me some Pokemon cards and some other shit. And got a new camera so I can shoot some movies and take some pictures.
My boy.
Yeah.
Anthony, I only tell Anthony usually like maybe one or two things that I want, or I'll just tell him to surprise me with everything. And so, cause we're adults, like we buy each other or we buy our own things, you know? So we are kind of hard to buy for. So I just said, if you want to, you can get me a pair of shoes. And so I sent him a pair of shoes and I got them. And then he surprised me and got me this perfume that is discontinued.
Yeah. Scent man.
We got it at so when we went to New York a couple years ago, and it's just, I don't know. It's a thing to do if you don't do it. Like, buy yourself, it doesn't matter how, it doesn't have to be expensive. Buy yourself some kind of like perfume or cologne when you're there and wear it, because it'll remind you of that. It like makes a memory for that.
Yeah. We talked about that before. That's really cool.
Yeah. So like the stuff she had, her bottle's been gone for a while. And, I was basically like looking for something to get her. And I was like, you know, I looked for that. This is like a while ago, a few months back. And I was like, oh shit, that's discontinued. And it's like quadruple the fucking price.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bit the bullet and got it for her. But
nice.
I don't know why they fucking do that shit for
her. What is it?
It's called Nest, the scent is Midnight Fleur.
Midnight Fleur?
Yeah.
Fleur.
Huh.
It smells really good. It smells like sex. That's the only way I can...
Fuck yeah.
It's amazing.
New York City and sex.
Dirty sex on top of trash.
Gross. Mm-hmm.
Chris, how was your Christmas?
It was good. Favorite things I probably got, I got a really cool Nightmare on Elm Street shirt.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
And Mom... got me the TikTok astronaut light, and that's been really fun.
Which I love. Yeah. Absolutely love that thing.
Oh, yeah, she got us... she kind of split it. She got people those, and she got this little popper game. Oh, dude, that thing is addicting. That's like...
Popper?
That's like one of the, like, hidden gems of Christmas this year. Like, Crystal fucking tears that shit up. I think she got to the highest level on there before it, like...
It's like a bubble wrap kind of game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it lights up, cool. And you got to, like, hit the things, but it goes faster, and it's pretty neat.
What was your favorite thing you got, Kim?
Oh, I got a tea kettle.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a tea guy now, mm-hmm. So I've just been having a cuppa, if you guys recognize. I also got a really cool golf glove that's like skeleton hand.
Cool.
And environmentally conscious golf tees.
Nice.
Okay.
I got a bunch of cute little girl shirts, too. Like, I got this Rosalina shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
I got a Daisy shirt. Yeah. But again, I don't want stuff. I fucking hate... That's another reason I hate Christmas. I don't want shit. I have so much shit I don't even know what to do with.
Yeah, same. For me, I buy a lot of stuff throughout the year. So it's like, that's why with her, I'm like, generally, she's like, I don't know what to get you. And I'm like, well, this, like, I'll be like, my big item. I'll be like, well, you can get me this. We actually drove to Ohio to pick that camera up because we got it for like $300 off. And like, so, I mean, that was pretty much the thing. And she got me, you know, some other small shit, but like,
did you from the marketplace?
Huh?
Did you get it from the marketplace?
No,
from Walmart.
From Walmart.
Oh, from Walmart.
Yeah. It was like almost a $700 camera. And we got it for like, I don't know, three something.
Not bad.
I was like, damn, you can't beat that shit. That's it. They had it in what part of Ohio was it?
I can't remember.
Ohio.
Greenville, Ohio. It's the only place that had it available. So I was like, well, I guess we're going to Greenville.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm excited for your movie, by the way.
Oh yeah, dude. We changed it up a little bit actually. It's gonna be more serious and less funny. So
oh.
I'll talk off pod about
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
But you can still be a part of it if you want.
Righteous.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't need like a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a hard time saying like what I want for Christmas because I don't really want anything, and anything that I really do want, I go get, or I'm like, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's not about the gifts.
No, it's not. It was just cool just hanging out with everybody.
Yeah.
And really, the all jokes aside, having the kids over was kind of cool because there was a lot of kids running around and it was pretty neat.
I couldn't stand it. I hate it when there's children running around.
No, they were good for the most part. You know, it wasn't bad.
Well, fuck those kids.
A lot of they were playing the arcade and stuff, and that was cool.
Yeah.
Getting their grubby little hands all over everything. Got to sanitize everything.
No, I think having the kids here was a lot of fun.
Well, to each of their own.
Mm-hmm. Is one of
anyway.
Podcast room was off limits, though. This is a kid-free zone.
Well, hell yeah.
They ain't touching any of this shit. None of them.
This is Spincy stuff.
Yeah.
Off subject, but I got to say, the lighting on Twitch right now is looking fucking phenomenal.
Is it fire?
It's looking good. Usually Crystal and I don't light up very well over here, but we're looking good. I think it's because my computer's off, so.
I got to pop on here.
All right. Chris is leading this episode this week.
Oh, I'm supposed to lead this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel.
I thought this was a Crystal's Corner episode.
Did you hear the record scratch, Chris?
No, we're going to be talking about some aliens.
Reptilians.
Perhaps.
This is the most Chris episode of all time.
I kind of thought that when I was doing some research. I was like, yep, he's going to love this.
So,
Bork.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
Where do reptilians come from? There are as many theories as there are probably
reptilian races.
I mean, there's supposed to be just the one. Like, well, there's
really?
Offshoots.
Okay.
It's complicated.
Isn't there like 9 different variations?
Of reptilians?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. That's what I followed.
So some people believe that the reptilians actually started here on Earth. They were dinosaurs evolved, and then they had an advanced civilization.
Okay.
And either one of two things, either went underground.
Boom.
And they have underground civilizations underneath the world. Or they escaped into space and then came back.
Where did they go?
Space.
Space.
The final frontier.
Final frontier.
I'm going to be honest, not to ruin the immersion, but that's the only thing that makes sense about reptilians for me is they could have came from dinosaurs. Other than that, this is probably one of the most far-fetched, crazy conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
In my mind.
I don't know.
I think it's because all the government shit.
What's going on with the Twitch?
I don't know.
It's twitching.
Okay,
I'm on.
Keep
We're
going.
Good.
Will it? Let's stay focused on the...
I'm very focused.
The episode.
On the Twitch.
Go ahead.
But, yeah. So then what do they do? Well, some people say that human beings... This is a very popular theory right now. Hybrid theory is very much in.
Linkin Park.
Hybrid theory is very much in.
That we are actually part reptilian.
Humans are part reptilian?
Yes. That may have been what happened in like the garden with Adam and Eve because it was a serpent. But they said that when...
That's fucked up.
When Eve ate the apple and God punished the serpent. God punished the serpent by taking away its legs. And there are some people that say that the serpent was actually a reptilian humanoid.
Makes sense to me. But this happens in other religions too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reptilian imagery in like pretty much every religion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's fucked up.
Fucking written.
So, and then, like, it goes deeper than that to where there's some people who believe that people that have like the Rh negative blood, like the rhesus factor. So what that actually is
what do I have that?
Regis Philbin?
Most people aren't. Most people are Rh positive.
What if I am?
Well, then you might be a reptilian.
You might be a reptilian. Divorce. I'm marrying a lizard.
Wow.
But a lot of crossbreeds could be reptilians and you don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what that blood is there is the rhesus monkey. And
rhesus pieces.
Most people can accept a blood transfusion from a rhesus monkey. You either have a positive reaction to the blood or a negative reaction. Most people have a positive reaction.
Really? But if you don't, you're fucking fucked.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and there's like three major parts of like your core brain as a human being. And one of them is called like the lizard brain.
Yeah. The medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
The medulla oblongata.
Because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Right.
Sure it is.
So, yeah. And I mean, granted, you know, mammals and reptiles did share an evolutionary path for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We do have that reptilian brain part of it.
That also makes sense because I feel like, I mean, I don't know about the reptilian part, but like as far as like apes go, we have a lot in common with apes. So what if we were just the, you know, crossbreed of those two?
Offshoot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is making more sense to me, and I don't like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, the more I got into this, the more I'm like, shit.
Okay,
and this could be real.
And some people say that, like, the reptilians may have been here all along, influencing humanity, controlling humanity from behind the scenes.
And still are.
And still are.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
See, that's where I fall, like, what's where I, like, fall apart, because it's like, George Bush is a lizard? Nah, George Bush is just an asshole.
No. Nope. Yeah.
We haven't even gotten into their abilities
yet. I know, I'm excited.
Oh, God. Like, is this like some Battletoad shit? Can I make a fist real big and thong?
Honestly, they look kind of Battletoady. Like, no joke. So, the reptilians, when they're in their reptilian form, are about 8 to 9 foot tall, completely jacked, just fucking bodybuilders' bodies.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Bigger.
What?
Just all muscle.
Ripped.
Yep.
Which also doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because, like, lizards aren't ripped. They're just scaly.
So, I don't, they're pretty strong.
You ever seen a Komodo dragon? Those things are fucking yoked. But, so, they could
be in
their full form, or, well, in their original form, they have kind of like a TARDIS kind of like perception filter, right?
Like, wait, TARDIS, you mean like the...
So it's...
Does this Doctor Who talk?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So they said that, you know, they may be here all along. But there's other people saying, you know, maybe they came. And one of the theories is that they actually came, and I believe it was President Eisenhower.
I came.
President Eisenhower came. And when the reptiles came.
I'm related to Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Well, get out of my face.
You're probably a lizard.
You're getting more and more reptilian.
Yeah, you're scaring the shit out of me.
No wonder you hit me with your tail sometimes.
Yeah, that's the thing. They do have tails. Big, long tails.
No wonder you have a big, long tail.
From what I heard, so do you.
Me?
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, God.
That's a penis joke.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so essentially, like, after we did the atomic bomb, aliens came because they were like, oh shit, they've got nukes now. They could fuck some stuff up. We better go check on these guys.
Thank you, babysitters.
And they said that the first that came, that was the reptilians. And then we didn't make a deal with the reptilians. Or no, the first was the Nordics, which are like tall, blonde aliens.
Hot.
Yeah, like essentially like big Aryans.
Yeah.
They are supposed to be very beautiful.
I imagine.
They came and they just wanted to share stuff with us and study alongside us, but it was going to upset power structures, so they did not do it. And then the Greys came, and then we made a deal with the Greys to where the Greys could set up bases on Earth and abduct so many human beings per year.
Oh.
But they're supposed to document it and send it back to the government.
See, that I believe.
And then they're supposed to put the human beings back where they belong in exchange for technology. The reptilians were said to have been working with the Germans during World War II.
This also makes sense.
And then the reason how the United States got involved with reptilians was after the defeat of Germany and then bringing all these German scientists over with Project Paperclip.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Project Paperclip. What's the other project involved in this?
Project Paperclip. That's the one with the animated paperclip from the 90s, right?
Yeah, the annoying little piece of shit.
Yeah. Clippy.
That's him. Clippy. Yeah.
Clippy. Clippy. MK Ultra.
I want a Clippy tattoo.
Dude, that'd be fucking sick.
Yep.
So what do these reptilians want? Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people say that they're trying to convince us to use fossil fuels so that way we can make the Earth a hotter, more humid place. It's more hospitable for them.
Or
Global warming.
They're really sad about all the bones that are buried underneath there, and they're like, "We got to get rid of these bones because it makes us sad." So
get the bones,
burn the bones.
Bones are the money.
Or maybe they just like the smell of petrol.
Maybe
petrol.
Another theory is that
they make candles like
the United States does have a deal with the reptilians, and in fact, that all the missing people that go missing every year. That's where they go. They're actually being sacrificed to be used as food for the reptilians.
Is that why there's more people going missing in Australia where it's hot?
And there's a bunch of lizards there?
That's
like
kangaroos.
The desert.
We went over this.
Like the desert?
Yeah, could be.
I think
they would be in cahoots with more than just the American government.
I'm just saying, sometimes these theories really start fucking with you, man. And I can see why these people go down this goddamn rabbit hole.
You ever thought about like Home Alone, the movie, but like replace the two like robbers with like reptilians? Kevin's just trying to thrive. He's trying to live, you know?
Kevin!
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Another theory is that they are from another galaxy and they want to live here. They want Earth.
It's the Dragonian galaxy, right?
Yep, the Dragonian galaxy.
I swear to God, that's what I read.
Draconian,
yeah, Jesus.
Dragonian.
Shut up.
Fuck
I was
off.
One letter off.
I want to go to the
fucking
Dragonian.
Balls a tug.
I want to go to the Dragonian system.
Fuck both of you.
That is so silly.
Okay, I'm not talking for the rest of the podcast. I'm taking a nap.
It's not only dragons, but the dragons are in Dragonia.
Dragonia.
And they're into drag.
Jesus.
I like it.
I got fucked over for just one missed consonant.
It's funny. You're not
getting
fucked
over. Yeah,
I'm
laughing.
Yeah, because that's your fucking problem. <I know.
laughs> I'm laughing.
Continue.
Okay, so what else do they need?
I hardly knew you.
Milk and eggs.
Nope. Apparently they need blood.
That doesn't make sense for the lizard lore.
More blood.
So in order to shapeshift into someone, they need blood.
The government? They can turn into people?
Did you get this info from Alex Jones?
Everyone knows that Alex Jones is a crazy man.
No, I thought he was our Lord and Savior.
Well, he is telling the truth.
He's just trying to push some tactical soap up his butt.
He really is.
I forgot about that.
Everybody's crazy. Buy my products.
Yeah. That sounded just like him.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Ooh,
a huge deal. And
that's a weird fetish.
If you go into TikTok and you search reptilians, you're going to find that pretty much anybody you could ever think of is a reptilian. And they got these videos where like they show like up close on their eyes. And you know what? Sometimes it does look kind of like their eyes shift into reptile eyes.
Or like when they blink with like a second pair of eyelids. Like they go vertical instead of horizontal.
That's what Chris was saying.
It's like the girl on the plane.
I'm agreeing with him.
I don't know if I'm jumping too quick ahead, but the girl on the plane, remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker's not real.
What?
Pressing a reptilian.
What are you talking about?
You know, I haven't seen that viral video of that woman freaking out.
Yeah, she's on a plane, and she's like standing up, and someone's like, I'm going to take a video of this. And she's just like, that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like that happened in... They don't ever show the person, but she's basically saying that he's not real, and if you stay on the plane, you're going to die. And then they interviewed her later, which is kind of funny because she didn't even look like her. She looked like fucking AI.
Yeah, looked like a different person.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, yeah, I didn't see anything. That never happened. I didn't see anything.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild. But
could
Have
be
you
reptilian.
Seen that, Chris?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
No one said it was a reptilian, but, I mean, it makes sense.
That's so crazy.
It was like Count Chocula or something. You know? off season.
Wouldn't that be funny if the camera pans over and it is just fucking Count Chocula sitting on a seat?
I don't know why nobody's done that yet. They haven't just like edited it to where it's like pans over and it's just like just anything.
A ditto.
what was it? Mimikyu or whatever. Yeah. That's not that motherfucker's not Pikachu.
That's hilarious. Oh. What the
just to bring
hell?
Things down a notch. Sure. It also have you guys familiar with the adrenochrome conspiracy thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't. Oh, it's like a thing where like
you eat babies.
Yeah, they drink like babies' blood after torturing them to like get the adrenaline in the blood, and they get high and live forever or whatever.
That's one of those things that like, it's so ridiculous because it's like. I think there are people in the government. I don't think it's a group. I mean, it's. I think people are having sex with kids in the government, but I don't think they're drinking their fucking blood.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But another theory is that the reptilians do this too, and they. This is the reason that they're controlling us is because they like to get high off of our children's blood. Yes.
I mean, they could eat adult forms too, but they like babies because their blood is less poisoned after they've been poisoning our. Environment for so long.
Isn't it easier to like scare children technically? So you get more of the adrenaline.
That's the thing.
Chroma.
I don't know. I was a tough little kid. I was mean. Yeah. When I was real little.
Well, yeah, you're not a candidate.
I was a fucking little bitch when I was a kid. I'm not afraid of much now except for dying, but
when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Don't stare at me like that. Don't stare at me like that.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
Anyways, Chris, proceed.
All right. Well, you guys have any questions about reptilians?
Well, they also, I thought, there's another theory that they're here for our gold.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah, I always thought that was more of an Anunnaki thing.
Yeah, it seems, yeah.
But then again, I guess you could, the Anunnaki could be the reptilians.
Just like, I don't know. It would be really rare for them to be like, oh, there's one planet with this one element. We're going to need it. We're going to go infiltrate it, like take over their governments, make them stupid, poison their food and their air, and then just take their gold.
Yeah. Well,
it seems like a waste of time.
And one thing we need to keep in mind about the reptilian theory is pretty much all of it. If you go back in time a little bit and look at some of the conspiracy theories, these are the exact same things they were saying about Jewish people.
Oh, shit. I never even made that connection.
Say that again.
It's the same theory. You can swap out reptilians with Jewish people, and there are conspiracy theories about Jewish people that are exactly the same.
You could really swap it out with anything, so like vampires. Oh, there's not to drink blood, you know? Or, you know, I don't know, but what about Argonians? Are these like the Argonians from the Elder Scrolls games?
Yeah, kind of. Basically. But like on steroids.
So it's like Argonians that are more ripped and they're really more like high elves, right? They're pompous assholes.
Yeah. Okay. They say that they move robotically. Like,
Oh, like a twitch.
But then again, the reason you won't see a whole lot of depictions of them is because that was part of the deal with Eisenhower, was that they would not be depicted in any way.
What do you think that are? Paul said Argonians. What do you think the reptilians are? Do you think they're linked with TikTok somehow? Keep us distracted with these new bubble toys and these new lights, astronaut lights.
I mean, it's working.
From what I read, they pretty much infiltrate most media and government, like football, MMA matches, like all the shit. Basically, give them a circus to kind of. Steer away the media of them existing.
I do watch the MMA, but I did drop social media. It's been a month now. Whoa, what's up, B?
So I guess like when I was looking up some stuff, there was a person who came up, David Icke.
Yeah, David Icke. He wrote the whole book on this shit.
Yeah. Yep. So he basically came up with the reptilian theory.
And he makes a lot of very good points.
Well, there was a lot of it before him.
Right, but he's the one who made it more, like, publicized.
He popularized it.
Okay. But he's, like, an anti-Semite.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, David Icke sucks. I wasn't going to bring him up.
Oh.
I'm.
But he wrote the book.
Yeah, but he doesn't deserve the credit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Why can't people be, like, anti-something cool? It's always got to be anti-group of people. Like, let's be like anti, like, fucking
Anti-cancer.
Like anti-cancer, anti-broccoli. Broccoli's okay sometimes, don't get me wrong.
Anti-meth?
Anti-meth. Yeah, meth sucks,
dude. Yeah, meth sucks. Or anti-fentanyl?
Anti-ants. Ants are cool, though.
I like ants.
It just, it sounds cool.
Anti-ants. That's my new band name. Stealing it.
Anti-aunts.
Well, I wanted to bring it up because you had brought up, like, the Holocaust, like, theory.
Here, this let's compromise. And, Crystal brings it up, and Camelon and I will just make fun of the guy the whole time.
Sounds good.
Well, no.
He deserves it. He's got a really bad mullet.
I've
never seen a picture of him.
I was just saying.
He looks like he's chewed on rocks his whole life.
He's the one who like, popularized the whole fucking reptilian theory.
He also popularized being a douchebag.
Former footballer and sports broadcaster. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many different things on here. So, like, I've never even heard of him until this. I never even heard about the I mean, I guess I did hear about the reptilian shit, but, like, I didn't really look into it. Because when I hear, like, the government is a bunch of fucking lizard people, that just blows my fucking mind.
Shooter McGavin.
I go, no. No, you lost me. Because, like, that sounds really, really fucked up.
But what if it's true?
Yeah, see, that's
but
what
it's
I'm
not. Like, are you fucking kidding?
Well, that's the whole point of this podcast, to juggle around the idea.
I just don't get how it could even be possible.
See, I don't know how involved they are in the government, but I think there might be a reptilian alien species out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
That may be interacting with us.
I'm sure that there is. They're probably interacting with us, but I don't think that they're fucking running the government.
I don't know. I don't think they... So I don't think that... I don't believe in the shape-shifting thing.
Why?
I just don't.
I think it's not probable, but I think it's possible. Especially if you've been around for, like, 100 million years.
To me, it's because they go from big to being small.
Yeah, but yeah, think I'm about chameleons and octopi.
Well, I'm with Chris on this because you have to have some laws of physics within our own world here because, like, you can't just, like, I can't turn this cup into a fucking hot dog. It's just the laws
of
physics.
Well, you can. That's alchemy. But the whole thing about reptilians is they live in the fourth dimension.
Yeah, that's true.
The fourth dimension, and we only recognize three.
Okay, that makes sense. Dimensional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe heavily in this?
I didn't until I did a bunch of research on it, and now I'm Alex Jonesing the shit out of it.
Okay.
I'm turning the frogs gay.
So then explain your perspective here.
Well, like, maybe I'm making a tinfoil hat here, but like it's just like, one, the fourth dimension thing got me. Two, I feel like, and maybe it's just like media concealment, but I feel like I've seen reptiles. Like,
where?
Every video that I've seen, not in real life, but every video that I've seen where, like, people blink differently or people are like stoic androids, I just feel like they could just be.
Well, so part of that, it's like whenever people are being weird,
mm-hmm.
you just gotta remember that people are fucking weird, especially when you put a camera on them.
Exactly. Fair.
Or they could be reptiles. Reptiles could be weird too.
But like, their eyes blinking. Don't you think that could be just, like, a fucking glitch in the system?
It just seems weird that it keeps happening to people who are in the media.
Who?
Like, Hillary Clinton, Justin Bieber.
Well, you got to think, too, that imagine the amount of camera time that's on those people.
True, but these are... Dr. Oz.
Which I guess could support your theory, too. I guess that really wasn't valid.
I mean, these are high-tech cameras, and this is happening within the past, like, 10 or 15 years.
Fuck off.
Did you guys hear?
Now I want to know who... Okay, so a list of the reptilian humanoids. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck?
Who the fuck? Oprah Winfrey.
For sure.
You see that thing about Oprah Winfrey and that Raven Simone girl? The whole big controversy?
No.
Raven Simone was like, she's like, obviously, you know, she's black. Both black. She was like, I don't see myself as an African American. I just see myself as an American. She's like, I have roots, you know, in other cultures, but like, she's like, I was born in Louisiana and that's it. And Oprah's like, you can't say that. You can't say that. You have to be African American. And she's like, no, I am, but I'm just an American at heart. I guess it's a big controversy.
Yeah, she's probably never been to Africa.
They're like, fuck you, Raven Simone. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
I'm not touching this topic. I'm not.
I think Raven Simone is a beautiful woman.
I think you can be whatever you fucking want to be. Yeah. We're not going to get into it, but it's funny that that's a big deal.
It's good to look into.
Who are the people?
Who are the people?
Who are the reptilian people?
The Randy, Bushes.
Randy Orton.
Lincoln.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, also, yeah, Paris Hilton for
Goldberg.
One.
Oh God!
It's weird that a lot of people in politics are related. Like the Bushes, George Bush is an 11th cousin of Obama, and I think like a 6th cousin once removed from Reagan or Eisenhower.
Yeah.
So it's just weird that they're all related. To them. Yeah. See. Reptile.
You know who else is a reptile? Taylor Swift.
Oh. Don't you dare touch Tay-Tay with this reptile dysfunction.
You know who else is a reptile? All four of the Ninja Turtles.
Those are amphibians.
Oh, my gosh.
Same thing.
These are just the wet amphibians.
There's a picture on Crystal's screen of a lizard in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dang, your Google picture Will looks Smith. Hot.
Hey, guess what? The gecko? Reptilian.
No fucking way. See, they're now in our insurance businesses.
Plot twist. He's they're actually a human.
They're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Hidden in plain sight. Who do they have as reptilians?
That's what I was saying. When I was searching for lists, I couldn't really find any.
Do you know why? It's because they took them off the internet.
Yeah.
Do you think regular reptiles are like pissed at reptilians? They're like, fucking posers. Just be yourself.
That would make sense. Or they're envious. They're like, I wish I could wear JNCO jeans.
Barack Obama? Reptile,
for sure.
I mean, really, if you think about it, though, look at apes and us.
Okay.
It's like they're, you know, it's like us in the beginning of the evolution chain. And then, like, I guess it's the same thing, reptilians and fucking lizards.
Donald Trump? Reptile.
Absolutely reptile.
No way, dude. Donald Trump's not smart enough to be a reptile. If these reptilians are really...
Oh, God.
Is he just feigning ignorance?
Donald Trump is, like, stuck in the evolutionary chain between twimp... Chimp.
Twimp.
Twimp. He's a twimp. Between chimp and human, he's a twimp.
Elvis Presley? Reptile.
Really?
He's a chimp, too.
He's got the moves, though.
Had the moves.
Had the moves.
You know, he's a skeleton.
Lizards, when they run across the water, they get the hips going.
You're right.
I just think that these people are just this way. Like, they are very stoic because of the...
Reptile blood.
There's a... If you really want to look up some shit, there's a browser you can... It's called Yandex. Heard about it on another podcast. It's like it's Google, but it doesn't block all this shit.
Okay.
Google filters through a lot of stuff for political reasons or whatever, and yeah, that's how you need to look up your conspiracy Yandex. Research.
Well, damn,
I'm
back in the game.
I use DuckDuckGo, so I'm.
That's
not,
same thing.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
DuckDuckGo? Same
thing.
Okay.
It just doesn't filter searches for like
shit
conspiracy stuff.
Damn.
Which, I mean, I get why Google would block some of the stuff, because some of it's just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
But.
I'm not really sure. Okay, so what else about fucking reptilians? Because I don't know.
They're green or
some
brown.
Some people say that the reptilian aliens are actually the Nephilim.
The who?
The Nephilim. The children of angels and men.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Ares' race is called, or Aerith's race.
I can't. Is she Nephilim?
No, maybe that's a place. Nibelheim. That's what I'm thinking of. Never mind.
Great.
So, nerding out.
But, great podcasting.
Yeah. So it's like said that like angels came down and the women of Earth were so beautiful that they couldn't resist themselves and they laid with them as a man would. And then they birthed creatures that were both great and terrible.
Sounds pretty sus.
Sounds human. But again, like in a lot of mythology, including Christianity, a lot of the bad things or the things that were of like higher intelligence or spiritualness were depicted as reptiles. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Reptile in the new Mortal Kombat game is actually not a reptile.
No?
But he can shapeshift into one.
See?
So he's a reptilian.
See?
He is.
They're hiding it in plain sight.
He's probably just lapping up that blood after the matches.
Pretty wild, man.
I'm so far off of this whole fucking reptilian theory. Like, I don't get it.
I think it's very interesting. I just don't believe in it.
It's wild to me. I don't get it at all.
At all.
Now, it's said that some reptilians are good and some reptilians are bad.
Like what do you mean bad? Like they like steal stuff and they ride skateboards?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Bart Simpson?
Yep, that's it.
Eat my tail, dude.
Are you like, do you really think that this could be a possibility? I mean, I'm not, of all fucking aside.
I think it's a possibility.
Did you say all fucking aside?
All fucking aside.
No one's fucking.
All fucking aside.
There's another theory that the reason that they want to colonize here is because they got their asses kicked by the Greys and the Nords.
Oh.
Okay, I understand what a gray is.
So that's what could have driven them underground or something like that?
Nordic, like mm-hmm. Nordic people.
Oh, like Vikings?
Viking, yeah.
Giants.
Oh, yeah, we'd all get our asses kicked by Vikings.
No, they're aliens. Like, they're just tall Aryans.
He-Mans.
Aryans, as in, like, blonde hair, blue eyes?
Yep.
You nailed it.
I like to think of better as the Vikings. I mean, imagine them coming down here during the Viking times, though, and they just would have fucked everybody up. Now we're just a bunch of fucking...
I don't know.
Sissies with guns.
I don't know if a Viking would take a reptilian, because a reptilian is like 8 foot tall, and he's just jacked. It's all muscle. It'd be like, because think about it, like a person, chances are, like one-on-one with just a regular alligator, they're going to lose.
Really now, though, you know what's kind of fucked up to think about? Like, this is not really I guess it could be reptilian related, but like, at this point in history, I feel like at least our nation, we're probably like the softest we've ever been. And I don't mean that in a necessarily a bad way, but like we're not like these grizzled fucking cowboys. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're just like,
speak for yourself.
We're more, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word. We're more peace with everybody. We're not just like shooting each other. I mean, we are as far as war goes, but like now would be the perfect time for somebody to come down and just start fucking sucking us up and fucking sucking us off, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to come down and you don't want to fuck with Vikings. We're not any Vikings. The cowboys are probably pretty fucking like ready to shoot at any time.
Well, maybe that's why I forget who you said it, but we need to have our shit together by like, what do you say, 2050?
No, earlier than that. It's like 2035.
Well, I mean, we're all docile now. Like we're all like, and we're all guilty of it. Like, we're all, like, on our phones. We're all on fucking video games and shit like that. We're not, like...
We're all smashing Mickey D's.
Yeah. It's like they... There's, like, you know, it goes in a circle. It's like, you know, I can't remember where I've seen this from, but it's, like, basically hard times make stronger people. Stronger people make easier times. And it's just it goes in a circle. So we're kind of in the time where we're, like, we had easy times. So we're kind of, like, more subdued. And I feel like...
Squishy.
Harder times are going to come, and it's going to make the next generation stronger. And it's just, I don't fucking know, but we're fucked if aliens come down. I mean, we'd be fucked anyways, but we're extra fucked now.
For sure. If you can travel transdimensionally, or at least thousands and thousands of miles across the galactic playground.
We're not conditioned to fight aliens.
No.
I'm not going to be able to beat aliens at, well, maybe, but like not like.
Maybe one or two.
Not a handful though.
I think that they just want us to live, like, simultaneously.
Harmoniously?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's not going to work.
They would make I feel like they would make themselves better known. They'd be like, hey, we're here, just chill.
They're just really shy.
We're just hanging.
No, you know, maybe. I think what has happened is that the government has, or society has made it to where we are looking at aliens as a bad thing. Like, they didn't want to share this information with us so long ago because they were afraid of the reaction that we were going to have. Like, we were not mentally able to handle that kind of shit.
Yeah, because think about it. If there's reptiles, then they're going to eat all the raw chickens.
Yeah. Oh, and shit. And what are we going to feed the kids?
You ever seen an alligator eat chickens. A raw chicken before?
You ever seen...
Well, yeah, I didn't even think
this
about alligators. That's scary to think about them being in
power.
I'm just saying,
alligators in power.
If we have to, unify, we're fucked. We can't get along. There's no way. There's never going to be peace.
I think that if we had this information a long time ago, which I believe we did, if they would have just displayed it a long time ago, we would already be to the point where, like, okay, this is just normal now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's nefarious,
which I mean. More than likely, because why the fuck would they hide it for so long? More than likely.
I don't know. We're as long as there's a left and right, we're going to be pitted against each other, and the aliens are going to keep just fucking like that's drinking our blood and eating our babies.
Yeah. There's weird erotica of reptilians online.
Ooh, I forgot about that whole segment where we did, is there porn of it?
Yeah, there's definitely porn of this.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, like, would this, well, I'll say this wouldn't fall into the furry category because there's technically no hair.
Scalies.
Scalies, yeah.
Yep.
Scale bound. Games there's never came to Xbox. R.I.P.
You guys ever seen tentacle porn?
Mm-mm.
Not once?
I know what it is, but no, it's just not my thing.
Well, no, it's not my thing either. I just watch a lot of it.
I just don't get it, man. It's like, well, octopus, like, you know, an octopus would be more like a, what do they consider? I know there's some kind of fish.
What?
Is that an amphibian, too?
No.
What would an octopus be?
Oh, what are they?
They're invertebrates.
Or I guess a squid.
What are they? Oh, fuck.
I think it's like cephalopods.
Yes.
That's too much to remember. I'm just going to keep calling them fish.
Great.
But... did you guys watch The Boys?
Uh-uh.
Yes.
I need to.
Absolutely. I just watched it for the third time, actually.
When the deep fucks that octopus?
Yes. Multiple times.
So what if, okay, so like octopus, you know, tentacle porn. What if like there's reptilian porn and it's just like a big fucking sharp claw and you just fuck yourself with a sharp claw?
Nah, it's mostly like women getting railed by reptilians with big green dicks.
Yeah. This is disgusting.
I know. It's good. It's good. Good content.
Oh, my God.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's rate reptilians out of 10. Oh, sorry, wrong podcast.
So with, like, the hybrid theory thing, there's that theory. Did we talk about this before where they think that human beings might be a combination of 22 different alien species?
Makes sense.
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the theories. Is that that's why we're so special, is because we are a combination of all these different species. So, like, they all have lineage with us. But some people are more one type of alien than other.
Oh.
And some people that are reptilians claim to be able to shapeshift into the reptile form.
Well, I can't do that. But there were other things about reptilians, like lack of empathy... hard to love, don't show a lot of emotions, really smart, interested in like science, space, medical professions.
Loves jazz.
Things like that. Loves jazz.
They'd hate jazz.
Talks too much.
What's the theory with like, because I know I didn't make this up myself, where it's like the Earth was, because how old is the Earth? Like how many billions of years is the Earth?
Like 2023, dude.
Anyways. So however many billions of years, like, over time, like, say it was an empty planet at first, right?
Sure.
You're going to have meteors that are going to come from probably other places that have still DNA on them, and it's going to go, and it's going to hit the Earth, and that's going to be like, okay, that's going to eventually evolve and spread into something. Oh, we got fucking elephants now, boom. Oh, we got lizards now, and it's like, over the years, oh, here's some shit for grass and trees, or maybe the grass and trees are already here. Who knows? But it's just like, I guess it's kind of like the same theory of, like, us being a zoo, but instead of like them putting us here, we're organically been hit here or dropped here from meteors. I was going to say like that could be the thing, but you know, the first strong contender would be like the reptilians. So of course, I mean, obviously with the dinosaurs, they were here before us, so they had more time to evolve, but
yeah.
Well, I like that.
And that's one of the theories about one of the things they want is that Earth is very rich in genetic material. And all these different genes and stuff like that. And that's actually what they value. That's what's considered wealth to them. So
they like the trees.
They want to control Earth so that way they have access to do, you know, their genetic experiments with all the different DNA and species and stuff like that.
I would imagine, though, if aliens are real and we are that special of a planet, they probably would have came and did something else by now.
Well, who's to say that they didn't, but I think they're just doing it behind the veil.
I like to imagine that they could just, like, scoop us up in a big net and take us where they want to take us. You know,
like sea monkeys?
Yeah, we're going to drop you over here in this galaxy.
Mm. I got to switch legs. Oh, 4.543 billion years, by the way.
Okay, cool. Yeah. 2023, that's some Christian shit right there. I don't know. I'm still not swayed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they're real.
Huh.
See, I just don't think the shapeshifting thing doesn't I'm not into that. But do I think that there might be a species of aliens that are resemble Earth's reptiles that might be interacting with the government? Yeah, I think that might be a possibility.
This is what I don't understand about what, like, you don't believe in the shape-shifting of that, but you believe in Bigfoot as some kind of, like, interdimensional shapeshifter, right?
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. One hits me right and the other one doesn't.
He stepped on you in a reptile tail.
He's got bigger feet. I guess there is technically more evidence for Bigfoot, I guess.
No.
Evidence. I don't really believe in Bigfoot.
No.
But
he's out there.
Unless he's like living in a fucking cave or something.
We have like drones and fucking hunting cameras and shit like that. We would have found him by now. But that's for a different podcast, I guess.
Yeah. Have we talked about Bigfoot before?
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, well, then we can discuss it a little bit. I just think like Bigfoot's like, you know, his feet are big, you know? That's really it.
Now think about it. What if Bigfoot's here to protect us from the reptilians?
I like that. I think that they're, if reptilians existed, like...
It's the classic King Kong Godzilla thing.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that movie.
King Dong.
King X Godzilla.
King Dedede, or whatever his name is. Kirby.
King Dedede?
Yeah, King Dedede. Well, I can't say it. What's he? He's a fucking duck, right?
Penguin.
Fucking penguin. Fuck him, dude. Fuck him and fuck penguins, dude.
He's actually kind of a nice guy. He's just misunderstood.
Yeah, he's got a big hammer, and that's just not cool.
Sick as fuck.
He doesn't even do construction. He just has that for comical value.
Yes. We didn't even talk about Antarctica.
What about not Antarctica?
Yet. We didn't talk about Antarctica or the moon. Yes! So another theory is that the moon is not real. The moon is a spaceship. And
I actually have never thought about that.
That it's actually like a big base. And some say it's reptilian owned, some say it's gray owned, some say that the Nordic aliens own it. Others say that they all work together in there and they have their different sections of the big spaceship. And others people say that Antarctica is actually a big spaceship just covered in ice.
That makes sense.
I like that. That's some Star Wars shit.
Or that it's a dome and then underneath there's still dinosaurs and stuff like that, and that's where the reptilians came from.
Now the whole Antarctica theory, I don't know what it is, like which particular thing I believe, but I think there's a very high possibility that there's some kind of base down there. Because we're not I think you're not allowed to go there. I think it's pretty
people have flown over it multiple times.
Yeah, but I mean like there it's
and
very
you work
like
there.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just saying
if you're not authorized to go there and you just try to go, then the Coast Guard will turn you away.
Fuck them.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's kind of like an Area 51 type deal. I don't know, but this is
if you were going to hide something somewhere, that would be a good place to hide it.
And somebody's ass or Antarctica. So like, I had this weird talk about the moon. I had this weird like irrational fear when I was a kid that I would look up at the moon and see like a ship fly behind it.
What?
Instead of in front of it.
What? This did happen?
No. I said I had an irrational fear. Imagine that. Imagine seeing like a decent sized like ship in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like goes behind the moon instead of in front of it. It means it's fucking massive and it's way the fuck out there.
Yeah.
That's scary.
We do know the moon is hollow, right?
And full of Nazis.
It's filled with cheese.
Jesus. No, but they launched like so many pounds of dynamite onto the moon. And when they hit it, they recorded like three different things, like the light emission, the visual spot that you could see, and then they measured the sound, and it rang like a gong.
It was like, pa-ding, like a spittoon. That's really stupid of them to do. Let's see if we can, like, just blow the moon up. It'll be all right.
What if they did if it popped and just started deflating?
That sounds like something, like, Beavis and Butthead would do if they were in charge of, like, some kind of space project.
Let's, like, put some dynamite on the moon.
What if it opened up and there was a dragon inside of it?
Shenron.
Egg yolk just ran out.
Just
Shenron, dude. Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. We get it.
Who awakened you're a nerd. Me from your slumber? hey, Mr. Dragon, I'd like to wish Krillin back for the 18th time.
Oh, poor Krill.
Fuck Krillin.
Left that guy dead.
Trunks, though. Fuck.
He's okay.
That boy's a beast.
Vegeta's been banging Bulma. Fuck yeah. Weird. Real weird.
Real weird.
So reptilians, I'm going to give reptilians a 6.5 out of 10.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
They're lizards.
I don't believe in it.
Do we have anything else about reptilians?
Mm.
Oh, what about the moon? Oh, yeah, the Nordic cheese. Yeah, they all own it. Or they built it.
Yep.
Cheese.
But I don't know. I think that it's possible that there might be an alien species that is interested in Earth for its genetic material. Because, like, think about the abundance of variety of life on planet Earth. Like, we think that that would be how it is everywhere, but what if it's not like that everywhere? What if, like, in other species, in other planets and stuff like that, there's far fewer species that just fit a niche much better?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We have a lot of variety because it's, like, especially, like, I feel like the furthest things apart probably would be human beings and reptilians.
True.
Or not reptiles. I mean, human beings and, like, reptiles, just in general.
Yeah.
Or bugs.
Cold blood and warm blood.
Yeah, but any kind of thing like that, especially bugs, I guess. Bugs are fucking weird.
Bugs are weird. The way caterpillars just turn into, like, jello.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then become fucking butterflies. That's crazy to me.
It's delicious.
And here's the thing. Stuff that they teach them while they are caterpillars, they remember when they're in butterfly form.
How? Your brain turned into fucking pudding.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
A lot of hemoglobin.
They remember.
Hemoglobin's nuts.
Yeah, there's not a chance that we're not, like, either some kind of experiment planet or the theory I talked about before.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances, you know? Something had to have happened. There's got to be a beginning to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a Christian.
I dig.
God was always here. But I don't know. What if that's what
praise
it was?
Be unto him.
What if it was just some kind of, like, giant fucking, like, cosmic fucking Lovecraftian creature, and when he jizzed, he just shot out, like, billions of different types of jizz. And the woman was also some kind of... That's Adam and Eve. They're Lovecraftian creatures.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
And we're just,
like,
a bunch of jizz?
I'm going to give birth to all these trees and bugs and ants and fucking apes all at once.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't like that.
Thank you, God.
Thanks, God. You fucking rock.
You're the goat.
But some people say that, like, the reptilians are actually demons. And the demons are reptilians.
See, I dig that too. Even though I'm not really religious, but it kind of fucking makes sense.
We didn't even touch into the spiritual side. This is just a never-ending thing.
Yeah, we never got touched by an angel.
That show fucking rocked. Chris's grandma used to
watch
that show all the time, yeah.
Yeah?
Come on, guys. Remember that? She's like, come on, guys. We got to watch Touched by an Angel. And I'm like, fuck!
Yes!
No!
I've been waiting for this all week.
I make garlic mashed potatoes. His grandma's house always smelled like garlic mashed potatoes.
They were so fucking gross.
But they were good, dude.
They were real good.
They were really good. And she made fried okra for that.
Oh, that sounds good.
We had to watch Touched by an Angel. And that time your grandpa came down and yelled at us because we were watching cartoon. No, it was Cartoon Network. And he came down there and said, boy, he came down his underwear. Boys, you better turn that TV off or we're not going to go to Chattanooga in the morning. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
That's, wait, not go to Chattanooga?
I'm not going to explain it on pod. I want the mystery to be there.
I feel like Touched by an Angel in Chattanooga, there's something sexual going on here.
And then
that's why you're not talking
about it.
Then
we saw a giant catfish.
Really?
Yeah, and that's also part of the mystery. Cool. You'll know, Camelon, but they won't.
I love this.
They're going to have to beat it out of me. the only way I'm going to tell any of our listeners how the story evolves is if you see me in public in the wild or if we're at a convention or something, ask me about Chattanooga.
I mean, that catfish was huge. It could eat a man.
From what I remember, really? It was the size of a school bus, but, like, I was a kid, too.
Yeah, it literally was, like, a monstrous catfish.
This is cool.
Okay. Well, I don't know where Crystal went, so.
Oh, she's right there.
Oh, she's right there. We got to do socials.
Well, wait.
Social studies.
What about the ad?
Didn't do the ad.
Oh, we don't have any sponsors.
We don't?
This one.
I can't believe spooky season's over.
Yeah, every damn November 1st, I just get super, super bummed out.
If only there was somewhere that had something fun, spooky, and safe. Something real.
What if I told you guys that there were places right here in our area that are haunted and available to visit?
Well, I'd have to see that for myself.
Well, we're putting in the legwork for everyone and checking out all these locations and doing an episode for each one. The folks you want to talk to are Saving the Old Properties or STOP. They have the Stone Mansion, the Randolph County Asylum, Jim Jones Boyhood Church, and so much more, all available to spend the night in. Don't believe in the paranormal or don't know what to do when you get there? They can provide equipment and even instructions on how to use it. Learn the history of these spooky old buildings and help support a good cause of preserving local history.
Contact them at 765-808-8255. 765-808-8730. That's 765-808-8730.
We're sponsored, not a big deal. We're actually going to the jail? Blackford County Jail?
Blackford County Jail.
In a couple weeks.
Which was turned into apartments, but now it's a jail.
Yeah, this one's going to be
re-preserved.
Yeah, we're going to I think we're going to post this investigation on our YouTube, I believe. We actually, it's funny cuz from the last one to this one, we actually got like so much more equipment for this kind of stuff.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to have a professional team with us, baby.
Yeah. Bustin' makes me feel good.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, reptilians. Love them, hate them. They're lizards.
I'm here for it. Like I said, the more I got into it, again, maybe could be tinfoil hatting, but I'm 100% into it.
This did make me believe a little bit more, but it didn't persuade me. I guess it didn't make me believe more, but it made more sense in my head, I guess. Because I've never really just dug into the research. I'm like, alien or reptiles wearing suits? No thanks.
There's also a big crossover of like reptilian and flat earth stuff.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I guess as I've gotten older, like the magic of this stuff has just kind of started to go away. It's like Peter Pan. It's like Neverland's like faded, starting to fade. Well, has faded away.
Also, when you kind of hear like QAnon talking about it, you're like, God damn it.
They're making the Neverland fade a lot quicker. But, all right. Hit this button.
It's up to you. Crystal, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
My bad, dog. Sorry.
Why would I?
I just thought we would all get our final thoughts.
I already said I don't believe in it.
Okay, cool.
Are you scared of dinosaurs?
No.
Are you sure? Yeah. Were you attacked by a lizard as a child? Chris used to have a really mean fucking iguana.
She wasn't mean. She just liked me, and that was it.
She was misunderstood. Well,
she was abused, not by Chris, but by a previous owner. Two owners before that or something like that. So he got a third-hand iguana, and, dude, she would smack the fuck out of you with her tail.
Yeah, that shit hurts.
She'd look at you and, like, raise her head up and down. We're like, nope. He used to, like, let her fucking run wild sometimes, too. Like, he'd open her cage, and we're like, I'm going to my room.
Yeah. You got the war bob going on.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking wild.
She was cool.
You guys ever get up and get on the floor? Do you guys ever walk the dinosaur?
I walked my dinosaur.
I only walk my dinosaur to this song right here.
It's a good song.
Not really a song, but...
anything can be a song.
True.
We know that time is the only resource you actually have in this world, so we appreciate you spending it with us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We read funny reviews on upcoming episodes. Thanks for the 5 stars on Spotify as well. Please like, follow, download, share, and subscribe. We're also on the Insta at Monster Mashers Pod. Email us at monstermashersrule@gmail.com. Join us live on twitch.tv/monstermashersPod. We love to hear from you guys. We want to shout you out. So connect with us on any platform. Best thing you can do, though, is share our podcast with, remember that cat girl that scratched your face when you tried to fight her in the baseball field?
Is that the one Ted Nugent wrote a song about?
Yep. Well, cool. She's actually a nice girl now, and she's recovering from a pill addiction, so.
she's got a lot of free time, so tell her to listen to us, I guess, right?
She did that thing at you.
Cat scratch fever.
Dinner and a wow.
Name is Barbara.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh my God.
Scratched by Barbara, who thought she was a cat, but I still got the cat scratch fever.
I don't remember her name, actually. That was a true story.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I hope it's Barbara.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah, you all, you know, have a good year. This is the last episode of the year.
It's the first episode of the year.
No, technically, it's going to be dropped on a Sunday.
In 2024, we'll be getting a little bit of news here and there that maybe 2024 is going to be a big year for alien disclosure.
Yes. Okay, that's fuel for our fire right there. Yeah, so, yeah.
You want to do the Patreon?
No.
Okay, good.
Actually, I haven't checked that for a couple weeks, so we might have some new ones. We'll get you next year. Okay. Yeah, patreon.com/themonstermashers. Don't forget the...
Don't forget
we got some stuff on there. I think we're gonna do. We usually do like a New Year episode. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do that next week, I think, because we don't have time this week.
Hell yeah!
For just kind of discussing our year in general. Well, that'll be a Patreon only episode, right?
That's such a good episode, though.
So yeah, if you want to get down for that, and we're gonna have some behind the scenes ghost hunting stuff from our next investigation, which would be the week after that. So I might pop a nibble out or something for you. Who fucking knows? But, all right, yeah. I guess we'll, like, see you guys next year, maybe? I don't know, yeah.
Fucking hate white people.
Bye, guys.
See you next year.
Keep mashing.